Lawmakers today had some pointed questions about the spy scandal that has shaken the reputation of computer maker Hewlett-Packard. They pressed executives and other HP officials about the shadowy and possibly illegal methods that the company used to find out who on the board of directors was leaking confidential information. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Before the questions started, members of the House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee likened HP's behavior to the Watergate and Enron scandals. They also compared it to a third-rate detective novel and the Keystone Cops.
If it can happen to a member of the board of directors of a Fortune 500 company like Hewlett-Packard, it can happen to any of us.
Texas Republican and committee chairman Joe Barton wondered how many other companies are spying on people using techniques like pretexting.
It's pretending to be somebody you're not, to get something you probably shouldn't have, to use in a way that's probably wrong.
The president and CEO of HP, Mark Hurd, apologized to everyone whose privacy was violated. He said there was no excuse for what he called a rogue operation.
If Bill Hewlett and Dave Packard were alive today, they'd be appalled. They'd be embarrassed. That's the way the great majority of our people in the company feel.
Hurd pledged to uncover exactly what happened. Lawmakers had hoped to do more of that today. They'd subpoenaed key figures in the undercover operation and several private detectives hired to carry it out. But they were disappointed.
Mr. Chairman, I respectfully decline to answer based on the rights and protections guaranteed to me by the Fifth Amendment.
Mr. Chairman,
on the
advice
of
my counsel, I am asserting my rights under the U.S. Constitution and will not testify here today.
Constitutional right.
Mr. Chairman,
and
I respectfully decline to answer your questions based upon the rights afforded to me by the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States.
10 witnesses, including Chief Legal Counsel Ann Baskin, former Chief Ethics Officer Kevin Hunziker, top in-house investigator Anthony Gentilucci, and outside security contractor Ronald D'Elia, invoked their right against self-incrimination. After she took the fifth, Baskin told committee members she was resigning, effective today. Lawmakers expressed frustration as they leafed through piles of company documents that seemed to suggest top officials knew about sting operations, secret surveillance, and phony emails.
You're going to tell us you never knew that they were going to use these techniques to spy on board members and impersonation of others. You just never knew.
Oregon Republican Greg Walden repeatedly pressed former board chairwoman Patricia Dunn about what she knew about the spying operation and when she knew it. Dunn said she had been assured by subordinates that they were gathering information lawfully.
I relied on the expertise of people in whom I had full confidence based upon their positions with the company and my years of experience in working with them. I deeply regret that so many people, including me, were badly let down.
Dunn said she had no idea private investigators employed by HP were masquerading as employees, members of the board, and reporters in order to get phone records until June of this year. She said she herself had been victim of this technique known as pretexting, and she urged Congress to clarify the law.
I hope that Congress will help companies like HP and people who find themselves in my position, as well as the targets of investigations, by establishing bright-line laws in this area.
Committee Chairman Joe Barton joined other members in calling for a full House vote to outlaw pretexting. Tomorrow, committee members will question federal regulators and telephone executives. As the congressional investigation continues, federal and California prosecutors are also looking into whether company insiders or outside investigators broke the law. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.